This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a former bank robber who received a presidential pardon and credits Jesus for turning his life around. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
John Ponder started his life of crime when he was 16 years of age, and a string of bank robberies led him to a 23-year sentence at a federal maximum security prison. As he was being sentenced, the now three-time convicted felon knew that he had done a horrible job being in control of his life, so he made a deal with God, and he said, "No matter how long my sentence is, which could have been 50 years, he promised, I will spend the rest of my life serving you. Then the unexpected happened. Judge Mahan said, "I don't know why I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to give you what you deserve." And he gave him a lesser sentence. John didn't forget the promise that he made to God. He began reading the Bible and listening to Christian radio. One day, he heard Reverend Billy Graham on the radio proclaim that Jesus wants to be the Lord of your life. On that day, John dedicated his life to Christ. He spent the rest of his time in prison studying the Bible. Richard Beasley was the FBI special agent that arrested John Ponder. He saw potential in John's life and decided to befriend and invest in him. Upon John's release, the two men met in a McDonald's to talk. Beasley said that John had a Bible on the table with him, and he had seen guys in the past use the Bible as a prop, but he said that within 30 seconds, he knew that Ponder was truly changed. That conversation led to John seeing the vision for his life. He was so moved by how he was treated fairly by the man in front of him, the officer who arrested him, that he was able to see the man behind the suit. That started him dreaming about helping others. He thought, how can we multiply this and get more law enforcement involved with reformed prisoners so that we can impact on a larger scale? Ponder's dream became a program that is now called Hope for Prisoners, a nonprofit committed to helping men, women, and young adults successfully re-enter the workforce, their families, and our community. Hope for Prisoners was launched in 2010 and has served nearly 3,000 clients and has an incredibly low recidivism rate of just 6%. In a 2018 Prison Reform Bell ceremony, John Ponder was honored by President Donald Trump in the White House Rose Garden for his work with Hope for Prisoners. During that visit, President Trump promised that he would attend one of the Hope for Prisoners graduation ceremonies, and so he did. President Trump was only supposed to stay for about 5 minutes, but he stayed for an hour and a half, shaking the hand of each program graduate and congratulating them on their accomplishments. During the middle of the Republican National Convention, John Ponder, his wife, and retired Special Agent Beasley were again brought to the White House to share their story, and President Trump surprised Ponder by giving him a full presidential pardon. John was visibly tearing up from the emotion of the honor. Ponder told Fox News' Dana Perino, "I can't even find the words to describe how grateful I was in that moment when the president had given me a pardon. I had no idea it was going to happen, so it was just an incredible, incredible surprise." Now that he is pardoned and no longer listed as a felon, the November 2020 election will be the first time in his life that he will be eligible to vote. He said, "I am just so grateful to be able to participate in one of the greatest privileges that we have as Americans, to participate in the electoral process. So it's something I'm looking very, very forward to, something I've waited a long time for." This remarkable story of Jesus turning a life fully around is inspiring, and Ponder's tweet summed it up very well. "Wheels up, flying home with a full pardon. I am so grateful that God pardoned me many years ago in a tiny prison cell when I surrendered my life to Jesus. Tuesday night, the President of the United States brought it full circle." Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.